used to hit the kitchen lights. Cockroaches everywhere. Hit the kitchen lights. Now it's marble floors everywhere.
Happy Tuesday, Milwaukee. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Live and direct, 101.7 The Truth. Listen, we had an amazing interview today with Philly Flyboy. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to Order Woman Cox and Kaylee and Kennedy for stopping through today as well to promote Bronzeville Week. We kicked it off this past Sunday with the Bronzeville Cultural and Arts Festival. Amazing event. Today they are doing tacos and games at Summer 85 from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. is game night. There will be music, bingo, trivia, chess, dominoes, all of the above. Tomorrow there's the Bronzeville Business Breakfast, Rooted in Natural, which is an event that Order Woman Cox's daughter Kaylee is doing at Alamo, 1942 North MLK Drive. There's some line dancing, a host of other things throughout this entire week. Earlier, I was just mentioning that how important it was for us to continue to circulate the Black dollar inside of our community. So if you do get an opportunity to attend one of these events, please do so. With that being said, this next segment I want to go into is based off of the past couple of days, the past couple of interviews I've done, relationships, right? Just how you manage your relationships with people, the people that put you in positions to win. It's very imperative that you honor them by living up to your standards, meaning do your due diligence, right? When someone puts you in position or someone gives you advice or becomes a mentor, it's all because they see something in you that you may or may not see within yourself at that particular time. And a lot of us, we don't understand how important it is because we can't see that far ahead. And I've had the honor of working with some amazing people throughout my life, throughout my career. Homer Blow is one of them. Order Woman Cox is one of them. Ray Nitti is one of them. Philly Flyboy is one of them. And to be able to sit across from them years later, you know, and have these conversations about our journey and just life in general, is such a blessing and so amazing. And I'm extremely grateful for that. There are people in our lives who has impacted us in both negative and positive ways. And, you know, my call to action to you all would be just simply focus on those who have affected you in a positive way. There's enough for everyone to go around. That means that whatever it is you want to do, if someone pulled you up and someone assisted you and someone provided you information and resources, you need to do the same, right? Do the same thing for someone else. That's how we become fruitful. That's how we become successful as a society. There's no way that we can have the city that we have now if it wasn't for people working together and pulling resources together. And in this day and age, you know, especially with everything being microwave driven and social media and clickbait and all of this other stuff, it can become extremely difficult to attempt to, you know, build those relationships or want to help people. But again, we need that. You know, we need that. And I keep going back to the Bronzeville Fest because I've seen physically, you know, I was a part of Order Woman Cox's staff. So in 2018, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I was working for Kohl's, for the Office of the President at Kohl's Corporation. It ended up, they ended up letting me go when I got diagnosed, which means I didn't have insurance to pay for my cancer surgery, any of those things. And during this process, it's ironic that it happened. I was diagnosed in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and ended up having my surgery that month as well. And during my recovery, I was going through my divorce, you know, on the verge of losing everything. And Order Woman Cox asked me to come in. You know, I called her. She said, hey, come work for me. Come work in my office. You've been around. You've been in the community. Let's do some things together. And when I got in her office, I was able to see the workload from 40,000 constituents to DNS to DPW to speaking for her if she couldn't make it to the Common Council meetings, campaigns, all of the above. And one of the things that I've learned and got to see up close and personal was the development as it pertains to the Bronzeville district and how much went into making sure that Milwaukee has a district that reflected the history of our people, right? As you know, this can be a very segregated city, a very segregated state. And we have had rich history in the past, still have a rich history, but for some reason, something always happens to the point where it's either erased or, like she mentioned, you know, they came in and knocked the highways down, et cetera, et cetera. So there was so much that went into building just Bronzeville in general, or just building something that we can be proud of to say that is our culture, something that we can claim out on our own. So again, to sit here and see 11 years later that this festival is still going. And when you ride through Bronzeville, if you're from the east side, if you're from that area, you know that it did not look like that for a long time, right? It's a lot that went into it. A couple of years ago, when I came home before I moved back to visit, I just spent the day in the summertime just kicking it in Bronzeville, right? And was just shocked to see, like, hey, it's so much stuff to do. I'm watching on social media, people like, it ain't nothing to do. It's a lot to do in Milwaukee. It's a lot. There's so many different places you can go, right? It just depends on what side of town you like to be on. But there are a lot of things to do. And if you haven't had the chance to kick it in Bronzeville yet, man, go down there. Go down there. You got Dream Lounge. Shout out to Joa Tucker. You got Bronzeville Kitchen. Dr. Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy High School is down there as well. We have the America's Black Holocaust Museum. There's a new art center that's coming. You have MISO. You have Thrive On. There's so many different places and things in Bronzeville, and it has become one of the best MLK drives in the country. We all know what that means. We all know what that looked like when y'all go out of town and you go up and down 3rd MLK Drive. It don't look like ours. We've come a long way. But again, it's just, it's a testament of the work that people has put into making sure that we can highlight Black-owned businesses. We have 8 days to say, hey, let's circulate the Black dollar. Let's get the youth involved. Let's get the elders involved. Let's make sure we boost up our Black businesses and make sure that we bring arts and our culture to life. And that's what it's about. You know, from hair to fashion to the Bronzeville history to the work that some of our artists are currently doing in the city of Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin, there really isn't any other major platforms for them to be recognized. So this festival highlights a lot of that. And I know, again, we have a lot of events and a lot of festivals that happens around this city. But this one is in particular is something that we have to start supporting more. And I was extremely happy at some of these events when I seen the amount of people that came, the type of people that came, that the fact that the young people are starting to, find out about it. And then earlier, Otto Woman Cox mentioned that she is now, joining forces with the youth so that they can begin to assist with leading these events during Bronzeville Fest. So again, there's so much to do this weekend, today, tomorrow, the rest of the week until Saturday. There's so many different events that you can choose from. They have the Kool-Aid and Canvas for the little kids, which is their version of the Sip and Paint. The fashion show is tomorrow, the Bronzeville Farmers Market, and the trolley ride. If you haven't had a chance to, really take a look at what's happening in Bronzeville, you should. And not to mention, right, the new developments. There's a lot of new development that's happening in Bronzeville. There's a lot of real estate development that's happening, a lot of thriving businesses that's coming as well. And if you are someone who is looking to open up a business or someone who is interested in development, then I would, encourage you to make sure you join them for that trolley ride tomorrow and Saturday as well. So again, this week is Bronzeville Fest. Today they have the Tuesday tacos and games at Summer of 85 from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. 2213 North MLK Drive. Tomorrow is a Bronzeville Business Breakfast, the Rooted in Natural event at Alamo, 1942, Dr. MLK Drive. You have line dancing. Thursday, the Kool-Aid and Canvas. The National Night Out, Bronzeville Trolley Rides, Bronzeville Fashion Show at the America's Black Holocaust Museum, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., 401 West North Avenue. Then we go into Friday. Friday got a lot of action. You got the Bronzeville Lunch and Learn at the Housing and Neighborhood Resources, lit in Bronzeville at Salute Society, the Bronzeville Sleepover for Education from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. Then you also have on Saturday, the Pancakes and Poetry hosted by Mario the Poet at Rise and Grind, 2737 North Dr. MLK Drive. I just want to give a huge shout out to Bobney, the owner of Rise and Grind. This is going to be the last day that they're open, so they're permanently shutting down. So again, if you know Bobney, you know she put a lot of work in Rise and Grind into this community, and we hate to see them go. So let's make sure we go support with the bang for the Pancakes and Poetry this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. at Rise and Grind, followed by the Bronzeville Farmers Market at 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. The Bronzeville Trolley Ride, the local legend softball game with Ray Hill and G's Clippers. Together We Dream, Bronzeville Art Walk. And we end it off at 6:30 on Saturday with High Hearts, a Mono series. So again, there is so much to do this week. When it comes to the Bronzeville events, the Bronzeville festivals, again, circulate the black dollar, take the kids out, take the family out, enjoy yourselves, have fun, do whatever it is that you need to do. Because after the 8th, y'all know what time it is. Back to school, baby. When we come back, let's talk about it. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.
As you with that big body Benz, as you that can't keep old lady cause you keep yelling the friends, you gotta go to court, you got service to
101.7 The Truth. Happy Tuesday, Milwaukee. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Thank you all so much for tapping in. Shout out to all of our special guests today: Order Woman Cox, Kaylay Kennedy, and the one and only Philly Flyboy. Listen, school is on the way. School is back. And as a parent and an educator, I have to tell y'all, this don't make no sense. Something, I don't know who didn't mess with this calendar, this clock, this whatever the case may be, but the fact that summer is almost over and school is almost here is ridiculous to me. And I am so not ready, right? I'm so not ready. I feel like we have to mentally prepare, especially if you work in the school. Waking up early, making sure lunches is packed, making sure you have uniforms, making sure they have school supplies, all of the above. There is just so much to worry about. So I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. If you could change one thing about Milwaukee schools before classes begin next week, what would it be? We got a caller on the line. Brother Love, are you there?
Yes, how you doing, Jazz?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for tapping in. How are you?
All right. I just wanted to tap in, Jazz, about the when Malele Cox was talking about the Bronzeville demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the mental illness part of that, is that something? Because it reminds me of my first love or my first time experience. And I actually saw my first love again in Bronzeville. And the East Side got some of the realest people, Jazz.
Come on now, you right? Better say it. You better know it.
Hey, in my Lord's time, I was on the East Side, and they were showing me all love. So, yeah, shout out to East Side. Them brothers over there real. Okay, so yeah, Jazz, I want to ask you, do you only have one love experience or one love affair, or do you have two? Or that's just another component of the mental illness that black men have?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
I'm going to hang up and listen. And you have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tapping in with us. So if I'm not mistaken, I think Brother Love said he met his first love in Bronzeville. I'm almost positive that's what he said. And he said the best side is the east side, east, east, east. I heard that one thing's for sure, two things for certain. But as far as the second question, you know, that's a loaded question, Brother Love. I don't know how to answer that. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one. Hit me up tomorrow. We're gonna talk about it. So I was saying that Bronzeville Fest ends Saturday, August 8th. And that means that it's a reality check for parents. School is back. School, oh my gosh, listen, school starts back for my daughter August 17th. Like, I'm not quite sure what's happening on earth right now, but I guarantee you something is not right. Because the fact that summer is almost over makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I don't know if anyone is prepared. I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm not. Meaning, you got to go back buying school clothes, uniforms, school supplies. You got to, you know, go to the open house, get back into the routine of preparing for fall, winter, et cetera, et cetera. But out of everything when it comes to school starting back, I think the most important thing for me is the education, you know, starting to dive a little bit deeper into these curriculums, the funding of the schools, the type of teachers. I'm noticing throughout some schools the turnaround time, the amount of teachers and staff that goes in and out of schools is so unhealthy because what happens is it causes inconsistency in these students' lives. And sometimes the only consistent thing they have is their teacher or a classmate. So when you have the turnaround time being so fast and so many teachers coming in and coming out, it causes disruptions in the students' lives. And then they begin to have, you know, attachment issues. So these are some of the things, again, as an educator that I've been noticing, and I'm very eager to go into this new school year to see how we can kind of change some of these things around, but also just preparing our babies, you know, to all the mothers and fathers out there. Please make sure that you start to prepare your children for school, meaning mentally, because by the time they get to me, some of them, it's like they go through so much at home. Some don't. But by the time they get to school, they end up, obviously, every child. When you're away from your parent, you become a different person. And then they have all of these side conversations going on with friends throughout the summertime over what girl talking to what boy and so on and so on. And if you don't sit them down, especially the seniors, if you don't sit them down before school starts back, and make them understand that whatever was happening this past summer needs to stay and that they have to focus, is going to be a rough year. This is a practice that I feel like, again, as a parent, as an educator, this is something that we need to start doing more of, just mentally preparing our babies to go back to school. Shout out to the chat. Mild the Elephant says, blame this administration for the time going fast. Listen, I don't have no problem with that. I'm telling you, I don't have no problem with blaming them. I know somebody is going to catch the blame because this is ridiculous. But we're talking about just preparing ourselves and preparing our babies to head back to school. It's a lot. It's a lot to be a parent. It's a lot to be a parent while working. It's a lot to be a parent while working and being single, on top of dealing in this world that we are in. And oftentimes, you know, when school starts back, man, it gets rough. You know, for me, my day-to-day schedule, I wake up at 5:30 in the morning every day. Have to get me and my daughter ready. Have to be at work by 7:30. She has to go to school by 7. I have to be at my at Howard Fuller by 7:30. I don't leave there until 2:30, 3 o'clock. Leave there, come straight to the radio station. Leave the radio station, get my daughter, go home and cook. All while making sure my oldest daughter, this is her first year in college. She moves into her dorm August 20th. And then I have a 19-year-old son who is, you know, an adult, and he's going to work and, you know, living his life as well. But to juggle all of these things day in and day out, there has to be a process for us as we enter back into full-fledged mode, right? where you're constantly multitasking, you're constantly dealing with people on a daily basis. And if you're a parent or a mother like me, you know, I'm active in my children's school life, right? Parent ambassador. I'm talking to the teachers. I'm going to parent-teacher conferences. I'm going on field trips. I'm volunteering for events. I'm doing pop-ups. You know what I'm saying? Whatever way I can support the school, I'm doing it. So we're adding that to the fact that you have to get up so early and get yourself and your children ready for school, on top of going to work, on top of cooking, on top of cleaning, on top of making sure they have everything that they need for school. And that is a heavy load. So before school starts back, parents, make sure that you take some self-care time. Make sure that you are taking the necessary time needed so that when the school year comes, you're not so overloaded, right? Whatever that looks like. I'm attempting to try a different approach. I want to sit down and start to teach my 9-year-old about her calendar, how she can create her own calendar to make sure that we're on the right path every single day, right? Because again, there it's a heavy load. There's so much that you have to do on a daily basis when it comes to the school year. Alfonso says, yes, I'm around. You're not cooking. I went to school to be a chef, Jazzy. Listen. Hey, Marty. Oh, Marty said, oh, you saying you're going to cook for me, Marty? I appreciate it. Listen, meal prep. Anybody got meal prep, I will take it. I'm trying to tell you, because it is a lot. It is a lot. And then with your students, like, I'm sorry, with your children, you have to prepare them mentally to go back to school as well, right? You have to get them mentally prepared to sit in a classroom for 8 hours a day after they just got off of summer vacation. And I want to talk about this a little bit because of my own personal experience. You know, I have a 9-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 19-year-old. And my 9-year-old, she is 5'2". My 9-year-old is the same height as me. She wears a 7 in shoes, in women's shoes. All right. And this summer, she just sprouted up even more. She has like weird preteen acne, and like she's just developing into a young lady a little bit faster than what I thought she was. And now I'm starting to have these conversations. She's going into fourth grade. So whereas before, from first through third grade, it was like, okay, Callie going back to school. All right, cool. We get it. Not this year. Callie is going to fourth grade. All right. Callie didn't got tall. Callie didn't. Oh, no. I have to make sure you are having conversations with your children before they go back to school, because hormones are involved. This is the age where kids start liking little boys and little girls, call themselves liking them. They're more intrigued. And these kids now are even like, she's a huge fan of K-pop. All she do all day is just watch K-pop 24/7. And I'm trying to figure out how this is going to work when it comes to time for her to go to school, because she gets bored easily and I don't want her at school just busting out dance moves. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't want to technically be there because she feels like summer ended so soon. But yeah, we're talking about going back to school this fast and just preparing ourselves and our children to make sure that we are in a great and healthy mental space, so that we can have a successful school year. We got to go to break. When we come back, let's tap into it. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I'm meant to be. Oh, I live to lie, try to play both sides. 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the beautiful heart of downtown Milwaukee. Parents, school is back. Oh my gosh. Do y'all hear me? We got about 2 weeks until these chitlins go back to school. If you're an educator, we are headed back to school as well. And I can't for the life of me figure out where this time has gone. Before we went to break, I was simply saying it's time to make sure that before we take on this other extra workload again, that we are in the correct mental space, because it is a lot, right? Life is a lot. And if you are a parent, whether you're single or not, just getting back into the routine of, hey, I got to get up an extra 2 hours earlier. Even your children, you know, the mental strain on them having to wake back up, you know, 2 or 3 hours earlier than they normally do. And just getting back into that routine of, you know, being around people and interacting on a daily basis and all of this other type of stuff, it can take a toll on you. So make sure that you are doing, you know, some self-care work. Make sure that before you go back to work, meaning in that way, when school starts back, that you are doing the necessary things to prepare, whether it's organizing your calendar, whether it's food prep, whether it's making sure you got the clothes laid out for the week and all of the above. Take it back to the basics. Y'all know how it used to be when we was younger, right? Get your butt in the bed in that tub tonight, because when we wake up, we gotta hit the road. Meal prep, cook your dinner the night before, you know, do your children's hair the night before. Do everything possible to properly prepare so that you can get enough rest and your day can go smooth. And again, it sounds easy, trust me, when I tell you, because I always start out like this at the beginning of the school year. And then I just get hit with stuff left and right. Mom, we got a field trip tomorrow. Why are you just now telling me? You should have told me this last week. Can I get some money? We got a field trip tomorrow. Mom, can you come volunteer? We're having a party this weekend. Mom. 24/7.
Don't even got the slip on them.
Don't even have the slip. Don't even have the slip. Then left the slip at the school in a folder. But and then you forgot to tell me. Like, school brings, listen, it's so much. And if you have children who are playing sports, honey, that's even worse. That's even worse because y'all know what time it is. You got to start paying them fees. Y'all got to start hitting up, you know what I'm saying, practice, picking them up, dropping them off. Then here comes, you know, lunch money, field trip money. Here come the AAU fees. Here come all of the above, man. Like, again, when school starts back, if you are one of those parents like me who are full-fledged active, it gets real around here. I'm telling you, it gets real. And this is probably why I'm going to be single for a little bit longer. Because I just don't have time. I don't have the time. I'm working two jobs. My oldest daughter just started college, right? My youngest daughter is entering into fourth grade. She'll be in middle school in a couple of years. So I have to watch her and make sure that I am preparing her as she becomes a young lady. And on top of, you know, various of other things that I have going on, Big Mama just ain't got no time. I don't have no time. It's about to get hectic around here. You know, I might even start playing ball again. Meech, I don't know. I might have to get back on that court for a little bit. But we are talking about going back to school. We are talking about taking mental health breaks and preparing your mind mentally to take on this heavy load that is coming to us parents, especially the moms and the single fathers out there. We know this time of the year is a lot. There is some back to school events that's happening. This past Sunday, there was at Brownsville Fex book bag giveaways. Shout out to Alderman Mark Chambers. I know that every year he does some as well. And the reason why I say that is because we know that, you know, times is hard. There's inflation. There's bills. There's so many different things that we have to pay for on our own. And sometimes it can be a lot, especially when you got to pay rent and bills. So there are so many different community events that's happening. And if you are someone who is hosting a book bag giveaway, school supplies, if you have uniforms, whatever the case may be, please send us the information. Give us a call, 833-212-1017, or drop it off in the chat. We want to make sure we spread the resources as much as possible because y'all know, first of all, them uniforms is high. And these kids be running through these uniforms like they made off of trees. I'm telling you, by the time I send Callie to school, she looked like a princess and come home and just looked like the Rugrats. Like, how many holes can you put in your uniform pants in one day? It's like they have a competition. How many holes can you put in your pants? I could put more holes in my pants. Just come home looking a mess. We got to make sure we get the resources, man. Listen, me included. Whatever information y'all have on free school supplies, free book bags, share it, because again, you know, it's rough times out here, and everybody needs some type of assistance. This is coming back fast. This school year is coming up on us fast, and we want to make sure that our students, our babies, are prepared to the best of their ability, right? This is the real community part, not just, and again, yes, we do need the supplies. We do need the book bags. We do need the uniforms, all of that. But another part of being the village and being the community is talking to the parents, making sure that they are okay. Do y'all have food so that your baby do not have to go to school hungry in the morning, right? Because some of these children, by the time they get to school, the only thing they eat is lunch. Do y'all have school in the house? Do y'all have food in the house? Do you have hot water in the house where y'all can wash the uniforms and wash your clothes, right? I have some students who went through their whole senior year last year and was homeless. There are a lot of families out here who are going through things. So although we are putting on the community events for the book bag giveaways and so on and so on, let's make sure that they have the core things that they need as well, because that's what affects these babies the most by the time they get in school. Do you know how hard? Imagine going to work and not being able to take a lunch break or not eating breakfast when you get there. Let's say you are somebody who take calls all day. You work at a call center. You didn't eat breakfast and your lunch ain't until 12 o'clock, but you got to be at work at 6 in the morning and you haven't eaten anything. You're not going to want to talk to nobody. You're going to have an attitude. It's the same way with the babies. You know, if there's unfortunate circumstances in a home and they going to school and they had nothing to eat, no clean clothes or whatever the case may be, it's hard for them to focus. It's hard for them to get through the day. So these are, and this is not looking down on nobody or judging them or questioning them. And don't have pride to the point where you can't tell somebody that you need help. We all need help in some aspect. So my call to action again is, as we're giving out these school supplies and these books bags, let's make sure that the families also have food, running water, make sure they have transportation, whatever it is that they need, because at the end of the day, we want the babies to be successful in school, right? And again, this is coming from someone who's a parent, but also an educator. It breaks my heart when I see some of my students come in class and they don't have clean clothes, they don't have nothing to eat, or they're homeless, or whatever the case may be. You just never know what they're going through at home. You never know what the parents are going through at home either. And if you are an educator, you know, everybody is not the same. Like, granted, you have to communicate with the families, but some teachers communicate more than others. If you are an educator, my call to action to you is to make sure that you are going above and beyond for your students, because you do not know what they are dealing with, right? Just like how I do my children, I do my students the same way. I be all in their business, all in a business, not to talk about them, not to be like they're my friends, but because I need to help them and understand them. When they come into my classroom, I want them to feel like whatever it is they're going through out in the outside world, it doesn't matter. And what I do is I build relationships with them and their families and their parents so that I can provide them with wraparound resources, whatever it is, whether they need it or not, we have resources, right? I know people, I can call people, whatever it is, but this is the sense of community that we have to start rebuilding. This is the sense of community that we have to bring back to Milwaukee, because it is affecting these babies on a whole different level. I'm telling you as a witness, it is. When these babies go to school hungry, when they go to school without clean clothes and people is talking about them, you know, they're agitated, they're frustrated, right? And then they end up getting kicked out, and so many things transpires after that, right? When it could be resolved. So let's get ahead of the game. If there's any families out there right now, you know, who need some type of assistance, whether it's food, hot water, uniforms, school supplies, give us a call at 833-212-1017. Leave your contact information and I will get you connected with someone who can assist you. I know that a lot of charter schools are starting back August 17th. Some schools will start after that as well. And if there's anyone out there who would like to sponsor a family, or who is having a community event for the youth as it pertains to back to school supplies and uniforms, all of the above. Give us a call, 833-212-1017, or hit us up in the chat so that we can get you connected as well, man. Let's make this a successful school year, for real. Let's make this a successful school year. Shout out to the chat. Madi says, my pastor give away expensive book bags every year. He says, black kids has a lot of trauma and brokenness. That's crazy. They do. These are the things that they face while they're in school and while they're going to school. And as an educator, as a mother, my job is to make sure that they have a successful school year. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with grades. It has everything to do with the fact that they have not been equipped with the things that they need in order to have a successful school year. We got to go to break. When we come back, let's talk about it. 833-212-1017. What is something you are looking forward to this school year? It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial.
Man, dance for cash. I guess a whole lot changed since I seen you last. She said,
what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry and the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man?
101.7 The Truth. Happy Tuesday, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, parents, school is on the way back, man. Listen, my daughter is going back August 17th, and I have to go back to work as an educator on August 17th. And I have to tell you, I'm prepared, but I'm not prepared, right? And what I mean by that is we're financially prepared, but we are not mentally prepared. And again, this is not just about going back to school, but if you are a true Wisconsinite, a Milwaukeean, someone who was born and raised here, you know that some people suffer from seasonal depression. And oftentimes what happens in Milwaukee is as school starts to come back, the fall comes back, everybody gets back into the groove of things. You got to wake up early. You got to go to work, got to go to school, do, you know, sports, extracurricular activities, all of the above. And then next thing you know, the weather changes, right? Then it starts to get a little bit more gloomy, so on and so on. And I was just thinking about this today when I was talking to my daughter about how we don't prepare enough. We don't mentally prepare for the school year, for the season changes and things of that nature. So, again, with school coming back, man, listen, parents, make sure you and your children are mentally prepared. Make sure that I'll still be here, Madi. I'm not going nowhere. Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., I'm just at the school during the day. But as we prepare to go back into the school year, please make sure that you are mentally ready, because it's a lot. It is a lot, especially as an educator, baby, let me tell you. Luckily, my students don't test me. You know, I have good relationships, but there are a lot of students who, you know, who are going through some things outside of school, a lot of children. So we want to make sure that they have the best school year as possible. We want to make sure that they have that they're equipped with everything that they need in order to have a successful school year. And before we went to break, I was simply just doing a call to action to anyone who has any type of book bag giveaways, uniforms, who want to sponsor a family, food pantries, whatever the case may be, give us a call, 833-212-1017, or drop your information in the chat so that we can get families connected with you. I have a lot of people that I work with in the community who have children who are in need of assistance for this school year, and we want to make sure that we connect them with the right people. I also spoke about, you know, some families are going through some things. Some don't have, you know, running hot water. Some don't have food, and the children may. The only thing they get at school is a lunch, you know, whatever the case may be. If you are in need of assistance, please reach out so that we can make sure you and your family have what you need in order to have a successful school year. Now, for educators and people working in this school system, you know, let's try to do a better job at making sure that we are providing wraparound services for these families, and that we are humane, and that we are not looking at the students as numbers and money and capital, you know, capitalizing off of everything, but that we are actually trying to make them, you know, into better people. And I get it. You know, politics plays a lot when it comes to a lot of these schools. Funding plays a lot. As you can see in the news, I read that MPS is looking to hire Chicago teachers that were laid off, and I don't understand it. I personally don't understand why. Like, is there a shortage that bad in Milwaukee to where we have to go to hire someone else who is not even from this state? And again, that becomes difficult because those are two different culture climates, two completely different systems, two completely different cities. I think this needs to be analyzed and studied when we are putting teachers who we feel is qualified in front of our babies. Please make sure that they are someone that they can relate to. Doesn't necessarily mean they have to be the same ethnicity, but they need to understand the demographics that they are serving. And pay attention to, do your own research on schools, on staff. You know, pay attention to all of that stuff, because these are people that your children are around 24/7, and they have a huge influence on them, right? You are not inside of the school with your children all day, every day, but I am. You only know what the teachers tell you. You only know what the children tell you. But I'm telling you firsthand what I see as an educator, right? Parents, start engaging more. Start being more active. Start asking more questions. Start listening to your children more when they tell you stuff. Start doing your own research on schools, on the board of the schools, on the superintendents, on all of the above. This next year is going to be different. Hear me when I tell you, it is going to be different. And if you are not paying attention, you will get wrapped up in whatever it is that is happening. Shout out to the chat. Madi says, Chirac always eating off of our city. Listen, it's like, I remember in the 90s, it was like a huge migration of Chicago folks that came on over here. And it seemed like it just happened again. Literally, like, you go into stores, everywhere you go is like people from Chicago now. Now they're hiring, you know, the teachers, and that's our cousin city. So, you know, it ain't no beef. But when we talking about employment, I don't understand why we're employing people outside of Wisconsin when there's so many people in this city that needs a job. And you can't tell me that there aren't enough teachers or enough people who are qualified to be teachers here, because there are. So, again, I don't understand that method. But, hey, it is what it is. So, yes, we were talking about just preparing for the school year. Making sure that you do whatever it is you need to do the next couple of weeks to prepare mentally before your life changes, your schedule changes. For the parents who have children who are just entering in college, baby, let me tell you, woo! This is the first time my oldest daughter, will be living by herself. She has a roommate. She's moving into her dorm. And for the life of me, I can't get her to understand why I am not an ATM and why the average young adult in college has a part-time job. And she's been working since she was 14, but for some reason she feel like because she has a scholarship that I'm just going to pay for every single thing while she's in college. And she's about to have a rude awakening. So when I tell y'all, this school year for me hit different because I have a fourth grader and a freshman college student. That means that I have to be a parent in two different worlds. I have to parent a young adult to make sure that she understands that I'm not going to be in her dorm with her every morning to wake her up for class on time, that I cannot be there to talk to the teachers when she turns in her assignments late, that she has to be responsible for going to practice on time, right? And holding herself accountable. So parenting a young adult who is now going into college while parenting a fourth grader is two different worlds. It's a lot. It is a lot. And then by day, you know, teaching 9th through 12th grade, right? So I'm constantly bouncing around in different worlds when it comes to the youth, and my children. But for the parents who have young adults now, you know, this is our oldest children's first year going to college. This is a critical year. This is a defining moment for them. This is where, you know, we have to teach them how to be responsible and make them understand that every decision that they are going to make going forward is their own. And that is scary. That is scary because we can no longer protect them when it comes to certain things. So as you send your babies off, this week, the next couple of weeks to college, you know, whether they're staying here or whether they are going out of town, make sure you are keeping it 100 with them. Make sure you are giving them the correct information that they need in order to stand on their own two feet, especially in today's climate. And if you are a Black parent who has children who are going to college down south, that's a whole different topic, a whole different conversation. But please make sure that you are preparing your children and let them know that they are a young adult now. Once you are in school and once you are in college and once you are of age, you can't call me to call your teachers no more. I can't do, sir, I can't. If you get into trouble, you have to eat that, right? And this is a hard conversation because they depend on us for so much. And even though they're still our babies in society, they are considered an adult. So, again, shout out to all of the parents who have first time, you know, freshmen that's headed to college, including myself. Pat yourself on the back, man. We got it. We got them through high school. We got them through middle school, elementary school. We did it. And for some of us, these are the first children in the family who are going to college, right? So, again, to the parents, including myself, who are sending their babies off to college for the first time this year, man, celebrate. You did your 1-2, man. We did it, right? We beat the odds, baby. We did it. Thank y'all so much for tapping in with me. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to the morning show with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, followed by Sherman Hughes and the lunch break with Ray Nitty. Then you're going to spin a block and hit Manon on Grapevine and double back, tap back in with me. We're going to have some good conversations tomorrow. Thursday, we have a special guest, Sheena Scarborough, who is the mother of Sade Robinson. Rest in peace. She will be joining us. Listen, it's been a day. If y'all have nothing to do, check out Tacos and Games, Taco Tuesday on Bronzeville week at Summer 85 this evening. Thank y'all so much for tapping in. Have a great evening. Peace, Milwaukee. Oh, yeah.
So don't be moving slow. Pretty woman, oh yeah, I need you for show. Oh yeah, I got a late night plan. Oh yeah, and it's something you can't ignore. Have them beating down my door, yeah. I know you ain't met a real one like me. Just go with the flow. Pretty woman, it's last call, and this joint about to close.
Finish that whiskey, man.
So put your number in my phone, lock in, and let's go explore.